Blog Talk Radio.
Sinners, get ready.
What you gonna do?
The Lord is soon to come.
What you gonna do?
You better get your heart in order.
What you gonna do?
What you gonna do?
What you gonna do?
Program is the Old Ship of Zion. Your host is Overseer Janice Ward. I am so delighted to be able to come across these skyways and airways, bringing unto you the divine word of truth. Hope and pray that you had a beautiful day on the last evening, which was Easter, hallelujah, Resurrection Sunday, as we know it throughout the world, hallelujah. Hope and pray that you had a beautiful time and that God met you there. And I just want to let all of you know that I just thank those of you that just so kindly tune in and patronize this program. This is a church. It's a church without walls. Hallelujah. And so you don't have to get dressed up. You can come as you are and hear the divine word of truth being amplified. Hallelujah. And I just thank you for allowing me into your workspace. Thank you for allowing me into your living room area. Then I want to thank you for allowing me to ride on down the dangerous highway and byway with the Old Ship of Zion on your podcast dial. And I'm asking those of you to get your good seat, get your iPads, your iPhones, get your tablets, your computers, whatever digital devices that you have at your disposal. I want you to come forth, sit down, the table is spreaded, where the feast of the Lord is going on. And at this time, we're going to go into our intro prayer. We always come across these airways, hallelujah, acknowledging the one and the only. I want to introduce to some, hallelujah, and to present to others. His name is Jesus Christ. He is our soon coming Messiah, hallelujah. And so we're going to acknowledge him on this morning. I'm asking those of you that will, like I first stated, to bow your heads as we go down in prayer at this time. Father God, we come with a grateful heart of your sovereignty and your love unmeasured. We thank you, O gracious Heavenly Father, for sending us, hallelujah, together again in unity once again, God, around the spectrum. And Father God, we know that you have a place. You said that you're going to prepare a place for each and every one of us. And when you return, hallelujah, you will come and receive us unto yourself. But until you rapture in that cloud one historical day, we will continually to come before the four quarters of this earth, from the north, south, east, and west, continuing your will and in your way on your assignment, God, your itinerary assignment that you have given unto each and every one of us, God. Hallelujah, because we are just pilgrims coming through this barren land. I'm asking you on this morning, God, to anoint these lips of clay, God. I want to bring a rhema word, God, to those that may, then again, may not know of you in the pardons of their iniquity. Grace me, your servant, words of encouragement, words of wisdom, to those that are hurting deep down in the epitome of their souls, Father God. We'll be so gracious to give your name all the glory, all the honor, and all the praise. These and other blessings we ask in your Son, Jesus' mighty, marvelous name. And we'll allow the church to say amen and amen. Hallelujah. our sermon on this morning entitled A Sure Hope at God. I want to say that one more time. A sure hope at God. And we know that last evening was, as I first stated, Resurrection Sunday. That was the day that Jesus Christ rose from the grave. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Bless your holy name. And we're going to take our first key scripture. Hallelujah. From the law of 1 Corinthians 15 and 20. And it reads this: Christ is risen from the dead and has become the first fruit of those who have fallen asleep. That scripture reading once again, coming out of law, 1 Corinthians 15 and 20. We're going to move on down to our second key scripture for this morning. And it reads this: I am the resurrection and the life. He who believes in me, though he may die, he shall live. That scripture reading is coming out of the law of John 11 and 25. Hallelujah. And we know that without Christmas, there wouldn't be an Easter. And without the resurrection, this day would be just another day. In fact, we wouldn't even be in church. We know that Christmas and Easter are the most joyful celebration of the year for the Christian. In the first, we celebrate the incarnation, God taking on flesh and coming into the world. For we know that God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son. That scripture reading is coming out of the law of John 3 and 16. In the second, we celebrate Jesus' resurrection. But he is not here. But he is risen. The angel said in the law of Luke 24 and 6, from the beginning of time, we know that these days were inextricably linked in the master's plan of the Father. Jesus was born to die for our sins and to conquer death, so that you and I could live. I want to ask you, which is more important, Christmas, the birth of the infant Jesus, or Easter, the death and the resurrection of man? I'm sorry. The birth of Jesus Christ, or Easter, the death and the resurrection of the man, God's Son? We come to find out that both are essential and both are clear evidence of the Father's love for you and I. I want to say on you today, our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, happy Christmas / happy Easter. Thank you, Jesus. We know that Christmas and Easter are two chapters in the same book. Hallelujah. And we also know that in the biblical archives of the Washington Post, it usually identified famous people with a single vocational notice, such as a home run king or a motion picture star. According to a reporter, one of these files is marked Jesus Christ the Mark. We know that every individual who considers Jesus Christ makes some judgment about him. We know that there have been philosophers and historians that all of history is incomprehensible without Christ. We know that his name not so much written but it's plowed into history of the world. We know that the Department of Religion at Yale Graduate School wrote the short life of Jesus had been the most influential ever lived. Through him, millions have been transformed and have begun to live the life which he exemplified. Dazed by the consequences which have followed the birth, the life, and the death, and the resurrection of Jesus has been the most important event in the history of man. I want to ask you a question once again. What label do you put on Jesus Christ? If you agree that he is who he claimed to be, then let him be the center, hallelujah, of history. But not only the center of history, but the center of your creed, the object of your loyalty and love. We know that Christ, he wants to be the center of yours and minds and our life. The reason for your being here at all, he gave himself as a sacrifice for you and I. And now he waits for you and I to hear his voice. Your decision about Jesus determines your destiny. Hallelujah, Jesus. Bless your holy name. We know also in this world in which we live, we know that every day is full of chaos, disbelief, loom and boom. And we hear about another hero that has fallen from grace. We know that young people are falling into the streets. And we know that children seek safety in the arms of their mothers. Their mothers are faint with the awesome task of simply surviving. Is there anyone who can see and understand the plight of my father's children? Is there no prophet who filled the emptiness with the voice of God saying, stop the madness? Is there no prophet to heal my people? Is there no one to hear their pain? We know that every generation seems, and they need hope. They need a guiding light for starless nights. We find out that John the Apostle saw through the eyes of faith that there was one who was worthy. There is one who hold the answer rolled up in the scroll. When no man could be found, behold, the Lamb of God appeared to open the seals. The Lamb of God suffered death to take away our sins, our curse, and our fears. We know that Jesus Christ is worthy of our praise and adoration yesterday, today, and forevermore. The answer was, it is. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. And evermore shall be Jesus. He is worthy of glory and honor and praise. He is the way. He is the truth. And he is the life. That scripture reading can be found in the law of John 14 and 6. And that means brothers helping brothers, sisters helping sisters, and God, help us to help each other see him. And our prayer should be, Lord, help me, help us to envision mine and your future through grace and not through failures, not of our past, but assure you and I and us, hallelujah, of your unconditional love in spite of our weakness. I accept my redemption by faith. That it's you alone, God, that are worthy to be praised. Allow me and us to grow in the shadow of your strength, that I and we may be a living example of what faith and love and trust in you can provide. In Jesus' name we pray. Hallelujah. Amen. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. And I want to make this one reservation. That if Jesus Christ is alive, then there is hope for you and I. There is hope for the world. If not, I don't see the slightest glimmer of hope on the horizon. But I believe Christ's resurrection to be one of the best attested facts of history. We know that Christ's resurrection and I'll go together. Some reason the Apostle Paul in the law of 1 Corinthians 15, he said, and if Christ didn't rise from the grave, what's left? Empty preaching, false witnesses, a fruitful faith, unforgiven sin, no life after death, and there would be hopelessness. But we know that Christ did rise from the grave. Paul asserted the proof for the resurrection in verse 1 through 11. Listed many credible witnesses who saw the risen Lord. And Peter, verse 5. 500 people, verse 6. All the apostles, verse 7. And Paul himself, verse 8. When the Greek philosopher Socrates says that dying, his friend asks, shall we live again? He could only say, I hope so. In contrast, the night before, we find out that if the Bible wrote, from this earth, this grave, his dust, my God shall raise me up. And if we trust in Christ as our Savior, we won't say, I hope so, about our own resurrection. Jesus' resurrection give you and I a sure hope. And that was our sermon on this morning. A sure hope at God was our message on tonight. And there are some of you that are listening on this morning. You have been searching for something. You don't know what it is. But we know that your life is in a turmoil. It's upside down. It's topsy-turvy. You don't know which way to go, which way to turn. You're restless in your spirit. But I would encourage you on this morning, when you've tried everything else, give Jesus a try. Hallelujah. He's guaranteed to change your life, to change, hallelujah, your circumstances, to make you new and improve. Hallelujah. To make you a servant, one that would have a desire to work in God's vineyard. You say, well, Overseer Warren, I don't know what to do in God's vineyard. I would just encourage you to go before the throne of God and tell God what you would like to do. I'm sure that you and God can come up to a reasonable solution to your work ethics. Hallelujah, in his vineyard. Because we know that God is in need of some vineyard workers on this morning. So whatever that you feel that you are comfortable in presenting to God, then I feel like God would be pleased. As long as it's in line with God. God is in need of workers in his vineyard to go out and witness, to compel men and women, boys and girls, to give their life to God. For as you turn on your television, turn on your computers, turn on your iPhones, turn on your radio dial, you can hear that it's unrest all over the world, day in and day out. And that's just the signs of the time that God had talked about. God has already forewarned those that are living according to God's will and his way. God said, there's no need to get alarmed because I've already forewarned you of the things that are going to take place. And they are taking place right before our very eyes. As God raises us up each and every day, we are hearing that there are wars and rumors of wars. And if it's ever was a time for those of you that don't know God and the pardons of your iniquity, the time is now. For tomorrow might be too late. Who said that next year that we would even be here on planet Earth? Who would say the next hour that you had an opportunity to get it right when you have time right now? God is knocking at the door of your heart. And God is asking you to open up the door of that spiritual heart of yours and allow him in. And he will sit down and sup with you and you with him. That means he would minister to you. Hallelujah. And let you know what he expects of you. Hallelujah. I tell you, God died a horrific death that no one else could take on. God was the only one that fit the description. Had to be someone that was spotless. That was Jesus. Had to be someone that was holy, without spot or blemish. Jesus was the only one that fit that description. And God proved his love for you and I when he died, bled, and suffered. The Bible said he died till the sun refused to shine. Hallelujah. Died till the flesh fell off of his bones. He died till water and blood came spewing out his side. Hallelujah. Isn't that proof enough? What other proof do you need that God loved you and I on today? So if I were you, I wouldn't put it off another second, another moment, another minute, another hour, another day, another month, another week, another year. But I would open up the door of your heart and allow Jesus in. That's all he wanted to. He wants to come into your spiritual heart and set up housekeeping. Hallelujah. And you'll be a vessel to win others to God's kingdom. And in ending, I hope and I pray, hallelujah, that I've said something to inject your spirit and impact your mind as I have brought unto you the divine word of truth. And if this program has been a blessing in your daily walk with God, have any prayer petitions you'd want the old ship of Zion to go down and pray on your behalf, you're most certainly encouraged to send your correspondence to God House of Deliverance, Pentecostal Digital Worldwide Ministry. This program has been brought to you by Blog Talk Radio. Your program has been the old ship of Zion. Send your correspondence, make them attentive to Overseer Janice Ward, P.O. Box 1600, Gilroy, California, 95020. We're going to now change the dynamics of this program. We're going to now take you into the program of the Hymns of Zion to uplift your spirit and encourage your heart. So I want you to get you a good seat, get up close to your radio dial, and we're going to go right now into hymns of Zion. God bless you. Till we meet again, you go in God and allow God to go in you. We're going to now take you over into hymns of Zion.
Love you. let me hear you say yeah.
trouble.